Greetings, everybody. Today, we are going to discuss this board of peace that's emerging. You know, it looks to me like another form of a new world order. And instead of Klaus Schwab, we have Donald Trump running up, getting all these countries involved. But it really gets me very upset, and I won't be yelling this, but you know how I feel, is why in the hell is Susie Wiles on that board? She's a neocon. We did not elect her. We say she is no good for America. She's the one that's been pushing all these other neocons to be in the Trump government. And now here she sits on the board of peace. And then behind her is Jared Kushner. You got to be kidding. We have made it very loud and clear, Mr. Trump. We have no interest in having Ivanka or Jared involved in our government at that level. So maybe you did take our request and you put him over there at the Board of Peace, which I see. I mean, come on. How obvious is it? This becomes the new world order, except for it's Trump's new world order. And what it is an extension of the Roman Empire, complete with his imperial triumphant thingamabob he's got going in Washington. I'm going to keep an eye on it, just like I'm keeping an eye on that Melania tramp, who apparently is estranged from her husband and has been for quite some time, but they keep it well hidden.
I would say that your response is what most people feel. Anyone with any morality, as Rudolf Steiner points out, when you see immoral things, if you have morality, if you don't have the response of the wrath of God, you try to call down the wrath of God. It's not anger. It's the wrath of God. That is the appropriate response to immorality. Now, here's the problem. We're in a total age of cognitive dissonance. And if you haven't learned discernment, then now trying to get discernment is almost impossible because of the silent subliminal programming in every single thing put out by the left, the right, the middle, and everyone else. All consumerism is lies. It's trying to con you. It's a confidence act. So we are in a loop, an eternal loop, a closed loop, of lies. So what are you going to believe? Well, it doesn't really matter. First off, we in America think that we're a free capitalistic society, and I'd say no, we're not free because we don't have freedom in voting, which is our only act of pseudo-democratic ownership of our sovereignty through the constitutional republic that we have. And if the votes don't really count, if it's a fraud, then what is all that? That means the whole thing's a fraud, and everyone there in Washington, D.C. is a fraud. And they're there trying to do exactly what this experiment of capitalism has always given us an opportunity to do, create freedom. Oh, it went the opposite direction now, didn't it? Took away our freedom through fascism, aided by technology. You see, the government can always say that the technology is the problem or it's the solution, just like nuclear bombs. They were the solution and the problem. And you're lied to about all of that. And so if you're trying to figure out the truth, and I talk to a number of people who are quite aware, quite awake. They study spiritual science, anthroposophy, they study ancient wisdom, and then they try to figure out the modern age with that type of logic. You can't. You have to use demon logic. There's no other way to understand what's going on. So I'm going to, because I've been requested, to make a statement about our current state of affairs in the world, which is so confusing that unless you followed us for 10 years, you might not understand some of the things I'm saying, but I'll try to put it in simple language. Capitalism died. Western culture has died. That's the reason Europe has gone now back to the East, to Muslim culture, which is really cultures of the group soul. When you look at India, China, if you look at any Muslim theocratic government, they are a group soul. They are an egregore, which takes away their ego. They have to bow to the East, and they don't even know why, and say they believe in a book which is filled with nonsense, and believe in a being who is nothing more than a mythology, and there's absolutely no record of many of these beings that supposedly start these religions. But if it's theocratic, Who is the God? If it's run by God, who's the God? Oh, each of the individual priests or imams or shamans? Well, that's the old group soul. And what happens there is people go asleep and they let their leaders take over their own ego development, their I am. Why? Because they're lazy, because they want to go back to being animals and told what to do by the strongest leader of the tribe or the lion's den, as it were. So that's what we're working with here. We're working with watching the fall of the culture. You know, Oswald Spengler described this, and the high intelligent people who think they understand the metamorphosis of the evolution of culture will tell you that we're in the last stages in America of fiat currency, of the belief in a capitalistic system, of the belief, and I say belief because it's not true, these are imaginary beliefs, in the belief of freedom in America, in the belief of the Constitution. None of those things apply anymore. You have both the left and the right defying the Constitution, defying capitalism, stealing from capitalism, fraud from capitalism. And then what do we see? We see that one president after the next, and I could go way back and explain how each of these presidents was completely corrupted, created, and put in there as a Hollywood cartoon of the platitudes of the founding of America. They always loved to quote the platitudes. People like Obama. You must be kidding. He did the opposite. He was the enemy of America, the enemy of his own people, the Muslims. He bombed more. You don't want to get me started. Each of these presidents is that. Now, what's happening with Trump? Okay, as she just said, my dear wife, this isn't the New World Order, because he said he was going to cancel all agencies from the UN, didn't he? And then he changed his mind. Well, notice the loops of lies, right? But anyway, it's the Trump World Order now. And the Peace Board, that is supposed to replace the United Nations. Now, the League of Nations never got voted into existence in America, though it still controlled the world at the time, and there was one before that that controlled the East, the Pacific Rim. But in America, we have the United Nations, and we just get a vote in the Security Council. So there's nothing that can ever happen there. If the United Nations were powerful, Obama would have become the representative of the United Nations.
He was slated to be the head of the UN at one point.
Absolutely, and even Michelle was discussed as the person who will go to the UN and save the world. No, it can't work. It was set up by a British system, so it wouldn't work. But its agencies, which are the largest and most powerful agencies of capitalism, supposedly, and it's if you know these agencies, they're not capitalistic at all. It's the inside group that runs all of them. For instance, the International Monetary Fund, an agency of the United Nations. Trump isn't closing that down. He can't. That's what causes us to be, because we have a, basically, it's a system of monetary and currency manipulation called the International Monetary Fund. And because we have special drawing rights, and because we give more money into that fund as a lure to bring other countries in, but they don't pay their dues, it doesn't matter. It connects to the World Bank, and the World Bank connects to the Bank of International Settlement. And without this system, you see, Trump went into his first administration with appeasement. He thought that he lived in a capitalistic world. Why? Because he was raised that way, and he's raised in New York. The streets of New York, the most disgusting, demonic, capitalistic place in the world. And he was raised in that, and so he thought he could defeat that. No, he couldn't. He found out. What did they do? They crucified him his entire first administration. Then he spent 4 years planning with who? With the same evil people who did him in. He knew that he needed to keep his enemies closer, didn't he? Now you have even worse people that he works with than the first time around, because he believed their lies when they tried to get on his good side and he hired them, and then they did a horrible job. Now he doesn't care. He understands the system. And we warned him of this, and we put this on record.
Well, wait a minute. We have warned him a lot about things, and we have done a lot of research, and I don't see that anybody's taking it into consideration. And I want us all to be wide awake that this Board of Peace is just a setup to put Jared Kushner as the king of the world, the Jew king of the world. And I say that not as a disparaging thing as we all, they want us to do, but we just know who they are. The Babylonian Radonite bankers and brokers, the synagogue of Satan. That's who this Kushner guy is and all of his entourage. And then you've got his wife, Ivanka. Okay, really? We all know that you can't have Jewish children if your wife isn't Jewish. So what is it, Ivanka? Are you Jewish or not? Because you can only be Jewish by birth. That would mean your mother was Jewish, because it, certainly it's not Trump. Or are you? Or are you just a useful goyim? Or are you another little honeypot like we see Melania or Erica the Widow or Usha Vance? We're sick and tired of it. Citizens are awake and we are calling out this.
Amen to that, sister. And that's what comes, leads us to the defining, my defining statement of where we're at. Because I have two people who are going to listen to this, and you know who I'm talking about. And this is for you. We are in the new age of aggressive fascist capitalism. I put that in this term because these people were from, the ones I'm talking to, were from, they saw communism up front in the country that they came from. They came to America seeking freedom. And then they find out that it's better here perhaps, but maybe not as good as we think. And there's certainly no freedom and there's certainly no constitution. And their votes don't count. And when you come over here and you think that you're coming to some kind of euphoria, because that's the way it's advertised, and that's what all the silent subliminal programming tells us in every single political campaign or in everything on any TV or any screen that you look at, it's all manipulated, trying to manipulate you, because that's a form of techno-fascism. Now, they needed techno-fascism to have more people on their side. In the Army, when you're in the Army or in any war, it depends upon how many, you know, weapons of war you have, humans or otherwise. And so they needed the techno-fascists because the technology creates billions of little bots for them to do their work. And we've pointed out how all of this works. Trump finally figured it out. He either is listening to us or he's just finding out the truth, because that's all we speak is truth. So we are in an aggressive fascist capitalism, where there is no freedom, but freedom flies under the flag of what's called the free market. There's no free market. We've explained this to you many times. There's no free market. The banks control it all, and they do it with no money. It's not even fractional banking anymore. It's now in-the-hole banking. All the big banks in America, because of their overnight repos, which have totaled more than $5 trillion, that I have counted, and I think there's much more, they're all bankrupt. Why? Because there's no money in the bank to bank up their investments, and their investments are bad investments. They're investing in AI, techno-fascism. Now, we pointed out years ago that it was the Clintons who led us into this, with Richard C. Walker's patent called the aggressive remote control of all things. I'm going to repeat that because you're going to go, wait a second, that's exactly what's happening. The aggressive remote control of all things coming through a centralized group of people who do that. Now, we've explained to you the Federal Bridge key system and that whole thing and the way that the Clintons actually have the inner keys to be able to tap into any of this. Why do you think they're exempt from everything, and why do you think they're poor all the time, right? They're so poor that they have to go out begging to try to get more money. Hillary's considering another run, her Newsom. I mean, are you kidding? The corruption in our country shows that our country has been dead for years because the system created by the British in 1913 to control the economics of America, because we were always the war / economic wing of the City of London, which the leftover British East India Company, which then became the City of London and the Pilgrim Society. And then you have the Pope going completely nuts, finally found out that he was connected with Epstein. They were trying to kill the last Pope because he wouldn't support enough refugees invading other countries over borderless countries. Which does what? Those are demonic offerings of human death perpetrated by the leader of the world's largest religion. In other words, the popes who have said they are supporting open borders are complicit with the millions of hundreds of millions of people. Obama put 56 million people into refugee status, and that started the waves that then started invading through Soros investments into Europe. And now they're all, almost all the European countries are beginning to wake up. Some have woke up because their countries were taken over by the invading immigrants who aren't immigrants, and they're not migrants, and they're not migrant workers. They are illegals. And it showed that the country was incapable of having the intelligence to understand that or the mechanism to deal with it, and certainly not the law enforcement mechanism to deal with it, because now they're offering all of these invaders huge amounts of money to go back to where they came from, and none of them want to go back there. So as Tyler just pointed out, one of the suggestions, I guess, that she saw recently, I don't know if it's a joke or not, is who cares? Just take every single felony and everyone who crosses the border legally on purpose without asylum at the border is an illegal. It doesn't matter that you were given a court date you never showed up to, which is what most of them are. And we all know these things. No, you gather them all up and you dump them somewhere. Probably, I would suggest Somalia, since we've been invaded by Somalia. And they would be able to feed them with the hundreds of billions of dollars they've stolen from us just in Minnesota alone. Now we're finding out in Ohio and California and almost every state, these invaders have come in under the guise of our own presidents, bringing them in as illegal voters to keep them in office so that they could run their left wing. And those aren't fascists. Those are the isms. Those are every single ism that is, you know, 1% of Americans, whether it be communism, whether it be fascism, whether it be socialism. I mean, the techno-fascists at the top is a very small percentage. Those are the billionaires. Now, here's the bottom line as a joke, but it's the truth. Trump will not settle down merchandising the White House until he's made $1 trillion. Period. And he doesn't care what he has to do because he now knows the mechanisms of war, both with propaganda, with subliminal programming, with revealing fraud to keep everybody from noticing that he has merchandised the White House. He's brand named himself on the White House. And now he's building an addition to it, probably just about as big as the White House. He's doing all of that. He's going to put us into quick wars because wars were never expected to be quick. Remember what Bush said? Bush said when he attacked Iraq, well, you know, a war economy is a strong economy. Trump finally got out of his pacifism and said, oh no, I'm going with whatever evil I have to work with to get what I want, which means he wants to be the king of the world because the previous presidents were, and they were vicious at it, and afterwards they became worse and joined organizations that were literally trillion-dollar organizations that they were paid billions for. Look at what Obama, look at what Daddy Bush, all of them. They all do this. Now, what we need to remember is capitalism is an ism. It is not centrist. It is not in the middle. Capitalism is an extreme. When the economy takes over everything, then there's only economic decisions. And pretty much that's all that Trump is doing. Now, I hope you got that point. The entire world now doesn't care about justice. It doesn't care about brotherhood. It doesn't care about religion or freedoms. It doesn't care about any of the virtues. It only cares about one thing. The demon mammon, which is money. And money is controlled by usury. And usury has always been controlled by Babylonian Radonites, which then became the Radonites who invaded the whole world, and particularly the city of London, and particularly the British Pilgrim Society, when it comes down to it. So economics, Rudolf Steiner said, if we devolve, and he warned World War II would happen because of this. He said, if we devolve to nothing but, instead of a threefold society, a onefold society based upon economics, we will fail miserably. And he also then predicted that that would happen. He also predicted that World War II would happen. He also predicted the techno-fascism that's happening. clearly and exact descriptions, the best descriptions you'll see anywhere, of injecting adultism into a child at birth. That's called a hepatitis B shot, or the birthing process in a hospital. He talked about the way that we would be injected or manipulated so that we wouldn't be able to think, or that we would be, through medicine, our connection to God would be severed. We would feel as if God didn't exist, and we would go into sheer panic and fear and feel as if we were homeless, helpless, and fearful of what is coming to us from the future. He also said that the aberrations of those three became neurosis, psychosis, and the aberrations of sex and violence. Hello? That is Hollywood. That is New York. That is D.C. We have a threefold thing in America. New York, D.C., Hollywood, okay? Those are the deprecations of thinking, feeling, and willing. And what they are is they've merged into not human control. These aren't humans. If you think Trump is a human anymore, you're mistaken. Name a single national world leader that you believe is sane right now. I don't know one. Trump is one of those. And he's not sane. He has gone into a condition I've never seen before. It's kind of like he doesn't want to be a dictator, but he has to be a dictator.
Well, let's get back to this board of peace. This is what's irritating me. Why in the hell are we doing this?
The UN is now completely declawed, defrocked. You have Guterres and all the rest of them saying, we're bankrupt this year. We have to cut most of our staff. Trump stopped funding to some of the agencies. He stopped funding 50% to others' agencies. And even some of the big ones, he developed 25%, but he still needed it to control world economics so that our currency doesn't collapse. He understands what we have been preaching all along. The U.S. Federal Reserve, we need to default on the debt. The U.S. Treasury needs to take over. We need to have a currency that the world can believe in, not credit, and not credit to U.S. Federal Reserve. People don't even know that exists, let alone that America is all based upon false credit. And we found this out when Doge went in and said that the U.S. Treasury doesn't even keep books. They write checks. They don't know who they go to. And that you have just about, I would say, anywhere from 25 to 50% of all the money spent in any federal agency is fraud. That's what we found out. What happened? Next to nothing. USAID part was closed, but this is the Trumpism. As long as you lie up front and you look like a hero standing up from a shot to the head saying, I will fight, 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 then you're going to get all the public believing that outer image that you're projecting that is filled with silent subliminal programming. Okay? So, and they all worked against him, but then the second term, they're not working against him. Did anybody notice that? Did anybody notice that Britain gave him the money to open Truth Social, $4.5 billion as a payoff? That was his payoff. Mm-hmm. I told you he would not go back into the White House unless he got the $4.5 billion they stole from him or he had to spend immediately back. And by golly, he sure did. Now, didn't he? And he didn't create a real truth platform, and he didn't put the people back online who were knocked offline, and he didn't give them the money that they were making when they were on YouTube, and he didn't stop the attack against free speech in America. As a matter of fact, he didn't even stop a board of broadcasting directors, the director of board broadcasting. Mm-hmm. He didn't stop it.
Nothing.
Okay? So he looks like he's stopping it. He goes halfway, he gets caught, he tells people to go F off, and then he does what he wants. Thank heavens that he doesn't understand what I'm telling you. And if he heard this, he would not understand what I just told you. His eyes have been blinded by the brilliance of Lucifer and by the darkness of Ahriman. And that's why he looks like he has the weight of the world on him. He does. He only has a certain amount of time to set up what he needs to make sure that it's going to go in his family's direction for the rest of their lives. That's what this is all about. This is about a dynasty. It's about creating the peace board, which is the new UN.
It's about putting his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in eventually the president of this board, or the CEO. And then Jared is He's Netanyahu's boy. Come on, people. You all know who Netanyahu is. You've seen it revealed in the Epstein files. Then we have this man-child that just sort of appeared to us who was marrying the Trump dynasty. Who is he? And why is it that they have a room for Netanyahu when he comes to town? Wasn't it even said that he even sleeps in the bedroom with his godson? Are we looking at generational pedophilia here? And Jared was one of Netanyahu's boys, and so now he gets to be one of Trump's boys? I mean, these are questions. They're not allegations. They are questions that critical thinking human beings need to ask. And we got Trump this far, people. We did. The people got him this far. By exposing what he's doing, he's trying to roll everything up into Trump world. We must resist this. And are we having to fund this Board of Peace on top of it?
Well, of course we will, but it'll also have a lot of private donors like he always gets so that he can slush it. Because these are slush funds, okay? So we're in a capitalistic apocalypse, people. And right now, every rich person, they all act like they're all members of the World Economic Forum and the Bohemian Grove, blah, 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 lies. They're all against each other. They all want each other's money. And those who get it from the government, like Amazon, like Microsoft, like Meta, like all the fake ones, like all the 5G, all that, that's government money. That's tax money. And if you think it was earned by those cardboard cutouts, you are so missing the mark. It's about grabbing right now. The world's on fire. We are in an apocalypse because right now, the sun, just a few days ago, turned its north pole into its south pole, and the south pole did not turn into the north pole. So we're sitting right in the middle right now. The sun is in crisis, and it is attacking us like it never has before, and our geomagnetic field is weaker than it's ever been. So the incursions coming in from all the cosmic rays, gamma rays, X-rays, all of the solar forcing, the proton forcing, all of it, all the plasma is all coming in. That's a bad thing, but Christ is protecting us through the magnetic connection between the sun and the earth. Otherwise, we'd be fried alive. That's a fact. So when it happens, it happens. And how does the song go? It'll be okay. It'll be okay in the end, my friend. If it's not okay, it's not the end, my friend. And that's the point. Your whole life is determined by the moment of your death, okay? So we ain't dead yet. And American capitalism, okay, if you believe in it, you're believing in a myth, and it's another ism. And all the isms are all lies. They are all ideas in heaven that never came to earth. They didn't become an ideal. They had liars who led those isms saying they're going to make it, and none of them have ever made it, ever. No fascist country has continued. No communist country has continued. No dictatorship has continued. Why? Because it's all based upon the aggressive remote control of all things. And when Hillary Clinton came up with this, with the Richard C. Walker invention, it was to subsume all technology, but all your cars, even your motorcycle, your bicycle. It was to number every house. Every house had to be able to be aggressively remote controlled. That's why they put the smart meters in the house so they can burn them up from a distance. Okay? That's why they have directed energy weapons, but they've had those since the 70s. I don't know why people get all worked up about that. The technology they have is beyond your imagination. We put it out in the intelligence reports. We've shown you the proof of it. It doesn't matter whether you believe it because it's here. Now, what are you going to do about the apocalypse? Read it again. It's a book of victory. It's not a book of horrors. We're in the horrors. If you don't see the horrors now in this little mini version of the war against all, you won't see it when it comes. And what is that war all centered on, according to Rudolf Steiner? Egotism. Oh, what is every world leader? It is a race to be the biggest ego. And who's the biggest ego on the face of the earth right now? Trump thinks he is. The Peace Board uses Israel as the peace. Why? Because the apocalypse is predicted by the Muslims. Both sides, Sunni and Shiite, say the Mahdi is here. The Jesuits and the Catholic Church say that it's the end time, and that we need to have Christ come back again on a white horse with a sword. That is blasphemous, but that's what they say. They're apocalyptic theologists. And what do the Jews say? The Jews say the Messiah is here too. and that the red calves have been prepared and all these things. All the signs are all here for the apocalypse. Oh, what are they so stupid? They don't notice the bombs and the deaths on Armageddon. That's the plains of Gideon. They've been bombing that for 2 years now. We are in the apocalypse. And when Trump soon bombs Iran and stops their nonsense, and it should have been done a long, long time ago, bombs the Houthis properly instead of the Obama way of just creating refugees, when he stops North Korea's nonsense so that, and basically, people don't even know this, and he won't even say it. But Henry Kissinger's prophecy that China would be the superpower is a lie. They are collapsing now, and everything that comes out of China is a fantastic lie to try to make you believe that they're still our enemy. No, they're not. Trump broke their back. Tariffs break the backs. It is aggressive capitalism. It is fascist capitalism. And if he can't get control of the extreme left, worse than fascism, because that doesn't even have an organization or any thought behind it. It's called anarchy. If he can't get hold of the anarchy in D.C., the anarchy in the streets of America, the anarchy worldwide, he won't become the trillionaire. So I believe in Trump. He's going to get what he wants. And he will put Jared as the king of the world, just as Tyler just said. He will be the head of the peace group. And the peace group, if you don't buy into it, you will be tariffed. And so the new currency is happening right now. It's called America has been feeding the world. They've been sucking our blood until they almost killed us. That was the intent. China and everyone else wanted us to die. And then they'd all come in and just scavenge the place. But no, it's not going to die because Trump is attempting to create a new United Nations. And when you know Trump has done his job in the third year, it won't happen until the third year, and then we'll have to watch it for a year to see if it's true. The Bank for International Settlements needs to be closed as a clearinghouse for all derivatives. If he can do that, he can save the world's economy. If he cannot do that, if he cannot default on the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. Federal Reserve, and if he cannot sever himself from Britain, which by dropping the DiegoGarcia.io, he 100% clearly told the world he severed us from the Five Eyes, which is Britain. So we are severed from Britain. That no one thought that could happen. And when you hear these two ladies who are LaRouche followers tell you that, oh, Trump knows what he's doing about Britain. No, he's doing what Hillary Clinton taught him how to do. Become the king of the world. And when she was Secretary of State, she was the king of the world. She controlled all wars. She controlled the economics. She controlled, what was it, $186 billion that she gave away so that her foundation could take the money? Now there's no money in the foundation. Okay, this is what Trump is following in the footsteps. Why shouldn't he? Why shouldn't he do what Obama did? Get a $40 million contract for doing nothing. Write fake books that he gets nothing. Have five presidential homes that have he can spend $5 million to buy them and $5 million a year to secure them. Of course he's going to do all that. He's going to do that and a whole lot more. And he's going to make sure that his follower follows in his exact footsteps. Now, that can only happen if he does what he now says just a couple days ago. He is going to change the voting ID laws no matter what anybody says. If he does that, well, then more power to him. He has a chance. If he doesn't, I don't know if he'll make it to his trillion.